Welcome to the Healthy Skin Show with Jennifer Fugo, where we're flipping everything you've been told about your chronic skin issues upside down and connecting you with alternative solutions your dermatologist never told you about.
Welcome back to episode 328 of the Healthy Skin Show. In today's episode, I'm going to share with you a case study of a client with severe eczema whom I've been working with in my clinical practice. Now, if you didn't know, my clinic consults virtually with adult clients struggling with chronic skin issues who live all over the world. Over the past few months, listeners have asked me to share client case studies here on the show, partly because client case studies not only present an opportunity for inspiration, but also a significant reminder that healing is possible even when the case is severe. Now, that said, depending on the severity and complexity of your case, your timeline may not be what you expect, especially when the issues have been going on for many years, if not decades. Now, I say this because it's all too common to see what look like these overnight transformations online, leading you to think that if you just push through for a month or maybe even 6 months at most, you should be miraculously better. That's often not the case, as some clients with severe cases of various skin issues have taken 12 to 24 or even more months to slowly unravel and address underlying issues so they don't just come back after you stop everything within a few months. Now, I want you to know what is realistic. And unfortunately, a realistic journey of healing isn't what people share online. But it's important for you to hear, no matter what skin issue you're dealing with. This is why I'm excited to share this client's journey with you today. And in case you're wondering, my client has given me permission to share the details of her case, as she too wants people to know that healing can happen. But your timeline may not be what you expect, especially when your case is severe and has been going on for decades. So let's dive in. When my client with severe eczema contacted my clinical practice, we started out by collecting a lot of crucial information about her case. She shared with me that her eczema had started in elementary school and resulted in her using topical steroids for 30 to 35 years. And ultimately, the medication use culminated with her developing topical steroid withdrawal syndrome in 2016. Now, between 2017 and 2021, she worked with two different functional practitioners who were not very helpful with either her constipation issues nor her skin problems. The more recent provider recommended a low histamine diet for 3 months, and when that didn't improve anything, she asked her to remove more foods, which my client found to be very alarming and unsustainable, especially since she had seen no improvement to her skin. At this point, in early 2022, she began looking for someone else who wasn't just going to put her on an elimination diet for her skin, and she found me, originally joining my Skin Rash Rebuild program, but then she decided, due to the severity of her case, that she wanted to get private support as well. My client's complaints included severe eczema with extremely swollen feet that were peeling and crusted. Her hands were also swollen, and she experienced a lot of itchiness. Her sleep was pretty poor, while other skin complaints that she noted to me were cracked, dry, hyperpigmented, or inflamed areas of skin. And she struggled with recurrent staph infections, especially on the feet, as that was the most severe area of eczema. And she shared that at this point, she felt that she had fully transitioned through TSW and was now back to having eczema again. Now, my client noted that she had previously tried a vegan diet, which made her tired, a low histamine diet, which didn't stop her itchiness. She removed gluten, dairy, red meat, shellfish, and nuts, none of which made an improvement in her skin. She had also tried UVA and UVB phototherapy, Chinese herbs, and acupuncture, as well as moisture withdrawal without much improvement. She also struggled with gas and a tendency towards constipation, and she noted that she'd previously had painful indigestion about 2 months prior. Now, as I said, her feet were by far the worst, with severe inflammation manifesting as a near purple tone to her skin with crusting, plaques, peeling, and itchiness. Her hands were cracked, dry, and itchy with occasional pustules on the palms and fingers, and she also had rashes behind the knees, on the inner thighs, inside of her elbows and forearms, upper chest, and lower torso, as well as on her neck. Because skin is connected to other parts of the body, I always want to assess overall health function, including getting a detailed case history, family health history, environmental exposures, medication history, the current diet, as well as previous diet history, sleep, gut dysfunction, travel history, previous infection history, exercise and movement, traumas, and significant stressors, as well as allergies or sensitivities and hormone status, ranging from sex hormones and your menstrual cycle information to blood sugar regulation. I also like to review historical labs, typically going back at least 2 to 3 years if possible, to see if we can spot trends that help us pinpoint issues that could be overlooked without that information. So in this client with severe eczema on her feet and her body, her diet assessment revealed a failure of basically all dietary changes. This really highlights the fact that itchiness should not be blamed on excess histamine. There can be other reasons for it. Also, increasing diet restrictions made her feel physically worse. So, for example, a vegan diet increased fatigue, potentially pointing to already suboptimal nutrient stores that are known to end up deficient on a vegan diet without appropriate supplementation. I also had concern over her frequent consumption of sushi with raw fish, a potential avenue for parasitic infections. And she was really eating a diet with low protein intake, since only one meal out of every day had any substantial protein in it. Essentially, everything else was mostly starch-based. When I assessed her gut function, I found that the increased fiber and water intake that was recommended to her wasn't responsible for her constipation. So continuing to only increase those intakes wasn't addressing the fundamental underlying issue. And she was reliant on magnesium citrate and prune juice to help have 1 to 3 healthy bowel movements daily. Her recent history with painful indigestion made me wonder if it was possible that there could be gastritis or H. pylori present in the stomach that could be degrading the mucosal lining. And the severe bout of diarrhea after returning home from a trip to India about a decade prior was curious. I wondered, what did she pick up? Is it possible that it could be there? And if so, what was it? We also discussed her medication history, since that can impact a variety of factors, and I noted that she had low exposure to antibiotics during most of her life, though there was long-term use of topical steroids for approximately 30 to 35 years. And then she had a 10-year use of oral birth control, which is known to deplete important key nutrients in the body. And lastly, in terms of testing, I initially recommended a GI map, which is a functional stool test evaluating for both commensal and pathogenic organisms living in the large intestine, as well as some important gut function markers. I also asked her for a panel of conventional blood labs that her general practitioner or PCP was able to run based on the concerns and historical data that we collected. And lastly, I asked her to get a skin culture of the eczema on her feet due to some of the concerning symptoms and severity. Once all of the information returned from the labs that were run, she and I were able to go over the labs so that I was able to help her understand what we found in terms of not just having eczema, but also what it meant in terms of her specific case. Now, here's the quick rundown of some of the significant findings. Now, first of all, the foot culture revealed 3 different pathogens requiring treatment by her doctor. She also had suboptimal nutrients, specifically vitamin B12 and vitamin D. She also had high eosinophil levels, which were found on her CBC panel, and a very high total IgE marker. Her stool test revealed H. pylori in the stomach, an imbalance of gut commensals, a whole bunch of inflammatory opportunistic bacteria, including some that are considered possible triggers of autoimmunity, and the presence of Candida species. Her one gut function marker, specifically secretory IgA, was also low, which may have been the result of an already low protein intake combined with H. pylori that lowers stomach acid levels and also impairs protein digestion and absorption. As I reflect back on her case of severe eczema on her feet and her body, there were some critical details about this case that I thought I'd highlight for you. Now, first of all, it was very clear from her history working with the functional practitioners that diet wasn't going to do much to improve her eczema nor her other symptoms. And that's why I recommended reintroducing all foods that she had been told to remove except for gluten. There was also clearly no histamine intolerance here, as had been previously suspected by the other functional practitioners. They likely assumed from her extreme itchiness that that was the problem. But there are so many other factors that drive itch, which is why it's important to work with a practitioner who is very skin literate, not just focusing on autoimmunity or gut problems. I also asked her to increase her protein intake to 80 to 100 grams a day minimum. So an average of 20 to 35 grams per meal, because we do tend to need more robust protein intake in order to heal. Secondly, her high eosinophil and total IgE picture didn't make sense given that she's really didn't have any significant allergies that she was exposed to regularly. Her total IgE specifically was through the roof, which increased my already present suspicions that parasites could be hiding in her system. I was already suspicious due to her frequently eating sushi, as well as developing GI issues after visiting India, as well as other countries that we unfortunately find in people returning with parasitic infections after their trip. So as a result, we eventually did another stool test using a microscopic inspection of the sample that's more specific to parasites, which uncovered a helminth or worm infection, as well as more candida. And lastly, she had significant gut microbiome imbalances that were inflammatory. That's important to note, since cytokines, they're also called inflammatory messengers, can originate elsewhere in the body, but end up on the skin, exacerbating skin conditions. And this mess required a lot of work over many months, as well as focused support for phase two liver detox so that she wouldn't flare up with the use of herbs to help rebalance her gut microbiome. Currently, my client and I have been working together for about 2 years now. We've thankfully passed beyond the need to put out huge fires as we continue to just refine the smaller issues that still linger. Now remember, she had eczema since she was a young girl. She recently shared with me that her hands are soft without any need to moisturize them. There are a few little cuts on her hands, but she used to get 10 to 20 cuts at any given time, especially on her knuckles, which left her wearing band-aids on every finger. And she was happy to report that she hasn't had to wear any band-aids in months. And it's actually the first winter she hasn't had to wear them at all. Now there's a bit of hypopigmentation on her skin in a few spots, but most areas of her formerly rashed skin are much better. And her feet are still having a few lingering issues that we're working on, but nothing like what she was experiencing before. Now, she doesn't even need to moisturize daily. Now, this past summer, my client reflected that her full body rash was gone and her feet no longer hurt, so she no longer had any pain. And there were several important firsts for her. It was the first time that she could wear shorts in the past 6 years, and it was also the first time in years that her skin was healed enough that she was able to enjoy swimming in a lake. She also noted that when she saw her dermatologist recently, they were very puzzled about what she'd done to drastically improve her skin because of how severe her case was. In case you're wondering, my client isn't using any topical medications or steroids, immunosuppressants, or biologic drugs. The only medications she's used during this journey have been antibiotics or antifungal medications that were prescribed by her doctor based on her skin cultures and issues that we found on her stool test that they felt comfortable treating. Now, in terms of her diet, the only food she still avoids is gluten. Nothing more. And she's very happy with her diet and the ability to eat foods that she enjoys rather than being as restricted as she was before we started. And honestly, I have to acknowledge that this has been a huge honor to support this client on her road to remission. And I'm grateful to her that she allowed me to share this piece of her healing journey with you. Now, it's important for me to mention that the critical issues and problems will vary from case to case, which is why getting an in-depth case history is as essential as the labs, because knowing the case helps you know what to look for. That said, please don't assume that my client's issues and imbalances are yours. I share this information to demonstrate how much can be going on under the surface and the massive possibilities of uncovering other imbalances that can be present when you look beyond the skin. And I want to remind you that healing takes time. It's not always the fast process that people claim on the internet. Certainly not all cases that I've worked on take this long, but I feel that sharing this hopefully gives you more clarity about a realistic timeline rather than a quick fix. And if you're looking for help with your eczema case, we consult with adult clients all over the world virtually, so there's no need to travel to see myself nor my associate in person. I'll add the link to get more information as well as book a case assessment in the show notes so that you can get the help that you need. If you've got any questions or thoughts to share about this case study, or you want to see the photos I've posted into the transcript, head on over to skinterrupt.com/328 so we can keep the conversation going. Then share this episode with someone you know who is struggling with eczema. Perhaps it will connect them with some next steps that could be a game changer in their particular case. And then before you head off for your day, make sure to rate and review the Healthy Skin Show and then hit that subscribe button so that you can tune in each week for new research, clinical strategies, personal stories, case studies just like this, and the inspiration you need on your journey to rebuilding healthy skin. And then let's connect online. I'm at Jennifer Fugo. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I look forward to digging deeper with you in the next episode.